It's interesting because Jesus says in one point in the gospel, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace?" No, he says, "I have come to bring division. Father against son, mother against daughter." We see that division playing out in the gospel today. We see that amongst the crowd, because as they're hearing Jesus, as they're trying to understand who he is, it says division occurred in the crowd. He is the prophet, the one that Moses spoke about, of one arising who will speak to God face to face. A prophet, Moses says, like me, will be raised up. Some believe that's who Jesus is. Others are just convinced he is the Messiah. He is the Christ, the one that is coming into the world. He is the anointed one. But then others who may want to believe, but say, well, Jesus, he comes from Galilee, not from Bethlehem. And so the facts of Jesus' life and the facts of the scriptures and people trying to bring them all together and their lack of understanding lead to division. I love how John says it. John, if it's there, it's there for a purpose. At the end, you know, he says, "Then each went to his own house." A great sign of the division that is existing between them. My brothers and sisters, the work of the Holy Spirit in and through the church is to bring unity, is to allow us to enter into a relationship with God in which we know him and understand him. Well, I mean, as much as human beings can't. But to know him. You know, it's interesting because this passage in particular highlights the fact why it's important that the Gospels have infancy narratives as a part of them, in order to speak to those and be like, well, yes, we know this, but the Christ is supposed to come from Bethlehem. How is Jesus? I mean, so the infancy narratives speak immediately to this question. The Gospel writers writing to show how Jesus fulfills all of the prophetic. But if we don't know him, there will be division amongst us. There are times when, in the attempt to bring people together, that we create an idea. And politicians do this all the time. They create an idea, and then they get everyone to believe that idea, and then it unifies. Or a situation takes place, like the one we're currently in. And the situation then draws forth a unity of purpose and mind. And while we feel separated, we at least know that our separation is connected to others. Here in Kansas City, as the Royals won the World Series, as the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, we had this great emotional unity that came forth because of a team or an event. This is not how the church is created. The apostles, as if they were the first team, and then everybody celebrated, you know, as we were fighting against the powers that be and fighting against, you know, whatever, and then being victorious. Rah, rah, go church. No, it's not that. It is not an idea that unifies the church. It is Jesus. And so proper understanding of him, being led by the Spirit, to know who Jesus is for each and every one of us is the means for bringing us together and unifying us as church. Even those who desire to destroy the church and that's been a part of history. In their attempt to destroy the church, what do? They create a reflection of it, in which there is this universal unity amongst the people based on an idea or based on hidden secret knowledge. Even those who want to destroy the church know that they must be like her for legitimacy, because the church, as Jesus has created, as established it, to draw us into deep and personal, intimate unity with God and with each other, that meets the longing of the human heart. And so the counter, the false church, the false idea that is being drawn together and trying to, has to attempt to do the same thing. But we know how this takes place. It's important for us to know the means for our unity, the means for drawing us together, the means to undoing the division we see in the gospel by those who don't fully understand Jesus. And so we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to be ignited within us, to be let loose in fire, that the love of God would stir up within us a fire, a consuming fire, that everything that is not true, that is not of God, would be consumed in the flames. And that a pure understanding of Jesus would remain, a pure understanding of who God is, a pure understanding of who we are before Him, a pure understanding of who I am to my neighbor, to my enemy, to my brothers and sisters, because of Jesus. It is not registration. It is not address. It is not an idea that makes us church. It is Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. Now, more than ever, my brothers and sisters, if we want to be united to each other, we cannot fall on all of the trappings. We cannot rely upon being near each other. We can't rely upon seeing each other once a week. We need to draw close to Jesus. And in drawing close to Jesus, we will draw close to each other. And it will be a unity that the internet and all of its usefulness and all of its support cannot even touch upon. Because we will be one in Jesus Christ and in His Spirit, sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. So my invitation today is to press in. Press in to this relationship. Allow it to draw together your family. Allow it to draw together the people you may not even know, who have become one in Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Amen.